WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from barring Harvard from enrolling international students. James Sample is a professor at Hofstra University Law School.
If the administration does not back down, Harvard will fight this all the way to the Supreme Court, and I think Harvard will win.
President Trump is threatening a 25% tariff on iPhones if Apple doesn't make them in the U.S. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
The president is pushing for manufacturing here in the United States. And so clearly this morning issuing this Truth Social post as a message, a warning to one of the biggest companies in the U.S.
Billy Joel has canceled all his scheduled concerts. The 76-year-old piano man says he's been diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, a rare brain disorder that causes hearing, vision, and balance issues. He's undergoing physical therapy. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of states have been granted a preliminary injunction stopping the Trump administration from eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced the court order on Thursday, which restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs and transferring the management of federal student loans and special education functions to other agencies. The court order also requires the Department of Education to reinstate previously laid off federal employees. UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The contract was announced on Wednesday, and officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based, Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans and gives members access to UW hospitals and clinics, as well as the UW Medical Foundation and the Madison Surgery Center. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys is among the nonprofits selected to administer and distribute $2 million in grant funding from the Otto Bremer Trust. United Way Wisconsin will distribute the grant funding to local nonprofits across the state, with grant awards of up to $75,000 available. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys serves residents in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Local nonprofits can submit their applications for the grant funding online. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office is investigating the theft of multiple road signs in the area. According to a press release, Sheriff Travis Hakes received a call on Tuesday morning claiming that a stop sign in the county had been cut down and stolen overnight. Sheriff Hakes says it's the latest in a string of similar incidents over the last few months, and he is reminding residents that the theft of a roadway sign is a violation of state law. In addition to the criminal penalties, anyone involved in the theft of the road signs could face civil liability in the event of a crash. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time from beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow, also Peter Rapine from EFOB's World, talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Ewing. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Afghanistan, unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Oklahoma high schools are going to be teaching that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. A caller earlier pointed out that there's actually even a Snopes site debunking this. Now, I have not double-checked this, so I can't vouch for it, but, you know, I encourage you to check it out yourself, suggesting that Russian high school civics textbooks talk about how corrupt Joe Biden was and how the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. And now Oklahoma's. This is just crazy. Ryan Walters is the state school superintendent, and he's putting this into policy, into effect, simply by declaring it, by proclaiming it, by making it the new rule. He said, "We have education bureaucrats who are left-wing elitists that think they know best for the families, and they have become so radicalized that our families are going, what's going on here?" Yeah. I would ask the same question, you know, what is going on here? Other efforts by Walters, this from a piece in The Guardian by Maya Yang, other efforts by Walters include promoting Trump-endorsed Bibles across classrooms, as well as supporting an attempt to establish the U.S.'s first public religious charter school. That's something that the Supreme Court heard arguments on, what, 2 weeks ago, as I recall? And based on the kind of questions that the right-wingers on the courts, the Republican appointees, were asking, sounds like they're going to approve. But we'll see. They're also, Ryan is also requiring schools to teach that the source of COVID-19 was a Chinese lab, one of Trump's favorite theories. And a group of parents and educators have instituted a lawsuit to try to stop this. But this is crazy. This is, you know, you've got a state going down the path of Russia, and nobody is saying what the hell. I assume a lot of people are saying what the hell, but it's like, why isn't this a national story? Why isn't there more coverage of this? Why do I have to go to the Guardian for this instead of the New York Times? Meanwhile, we've got an amazing geeky science, and then I'll get to your calls here. This was research that was done at the University Hospital in Bonn, Germany, and the University of Bonn in collaboration with Hebrew University in Israel. And it was published in ACS Pharmacology and Translation Science, which is a peer-reviewed scientific journal. And one of the things that they know is that there are these receptors in our brains called cannabinoid receptors. These are, you know, receptors are like locks, and the things that fit into them are like keys that go into the lock, and they turn the lock and cause, well, in this case, cause intoxication. You take enough THC and you get high. And that's because these receptors in your brain, you know, fill up with THC and go, woo-hoo! But it turns out that those receptors, they're called the CB1 receptors, the cannabinoid type 1 receptors. They're quite abundant in the brain, but it appears that they're also linked to brain aging. And that, in fact, one of the concerns about chronic cannabis use is that, you know, filling these receptors on a regular basis with large quantities of cannabinoids may cause them to become less effective over time and lead to a loss of mental acuity and memory and things like that. Well, this research kind of blows that theory up. The researchers wanted to see what would happen if the CB1 receptors were excited by low-dose THC over a long period of time. And they now, again, this was all done with mice. We haven't seen these studies with humans yet. But what they discovered was that, well, in fact, I'll just, this is from scipost.org. With this in mind, the researchers set out to explore whether enhancing CB1 activity with low doses of THC could have the opposite effect, potentially reversing some aspects of brain aging. They were particularly interested in how THC might affect mTOR, a protein that acts as a central regulator of cell growth, metabolism, and aging. Now, I've told you before about this drug rapamycin that billionaires are taking, and there's, you know, there's companies that sell it over the internet. You've got to have a doctor, you know, they provide a doctor to you, places like agelessrx.com, where you can get rapamycin, and it's supposed to slow down aging or even in some cases reverse aging and, you know, help people live longer and all this kind of stuff. There's you can Google it. It's all over the place. There's message boards about it. It's a major kind of fad right now, medical fad. And the way that rapamycin works is by affecting mTOR, the mammalian target of rapamycin. mTOR is a protein that acts as the central regulator. It controls how rapidly our cells grow. It's basically, if you fast, your body goes out of building mode and into basically regeneration mode, rebuilding mode. Restoring and you know, obviously burning off fat and things like that, but also, kind of rebuilding. And that's mediated by mTOR. Fasting triggers this mTOR response. So what they discovered was that THC does the same thing in the brain. It triggers an mTOR response, which actually reverses brain aging in these mice. The mice were randomly assigned to receive either low-dose THC or a placebo for a period of 28 days, which is a significant part of their lifespan. These are elderly mice. And in the brains of the older mice, the THC treatment led to a temporary but significant increase in mTOR activity, particularly in the hippocampus, a region critical for memory and learning. The hippocampus is kind of the one-day scratch pad, and it's the primary locus of activity associated with short-term memory. And they note that this was accompanied by a rise in the levels of key synaptic proteins, the synapses, of course, such as synaptophysin and PSD95, which are essential for the formation and maintenance of synapses. Synapses are the connections between neurons. Furthermore, the researchers observed that THC treatment significantly boosted the metabolic activity of the hippocampus. This would theoretically be a good thing. In Congress to the, and so then they said, you know, now what, how does this affect the rest of the body? Well, it turns out that it has an mTOR hit on fatty tissue as well, only in the opposite direction. Instead of encouraging more fat, it discourages fat. Just listen to this. In contrast to the brain, the adipose tissue, that's your fat, right, under the skin, the adipose tissue of the THC-treated mice showed a decrease in mTOR activity and a reduction in the levels of amino acids and carbohydrate metabolites, similar to what is observed during caloric restriction or intense physical exercise, both of which are known to have anti-aging effects. This reduction was particularly evident after 28 days of treatment, suggesting a dual-phase effect of THC, an initial increase in brain activity, followed by a systematic shift toward energy conservation and reduced metabolic activity. So not only does it make your brain work better, but it causes you to lose weight and live longer, at least if you're an old mouse. They note, in a previous study, researchers from Bonn, in collaboration with a team from Hebrew University in Jerusalem, demonstrated that long-term low-dose THC administration can reverse age-related decline in the brain by enhancing cognitive abilities and increasing synapse density in older mice. Now, the huge caveat here, of course, is that this is a study on mice. It's not a study on other primates. We are a primate. It's certainly not a study on humans. But wild stuff. I mean, this is just, and also we have no idea how, you know, what the dose related relationship would be with humans if we we're both mammals. If we operate the same way mice do, you know, it might be that high levels of THC, enough to get you high, are actually, you know, produce the opposite effect. Nobody knows. So don't, you know, rush out and buy a bunch of pot right now based on this. But this is fascinating early research into the effect of cannabinoids.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
As a fellow military veteran, I relied on my team to get through very difficult missions. We had each other's back and supported our teammates through thick and thin. If you find yourself struggling to make it another day or know someone who is, reach out. Support is at reachoutwis.org.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. That is not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone, if we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
Taught it how to mimic voices and how to lie and how to creep. Whispering in the wires, writing stories that ain't true. The truth is dying slowly in the coming AI goo. Once we had a ballot box, now it's just a game of smoke. Deepfakes in the living room, your grandma's feet's gone broke. They're training bots to sway your vote and hide what's real from view. Democracy is dangling.
Minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jonathan in Port Jefferson, New York. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon. I'm calling reference to every 2 months when the last president, Biden, was in power, they told the inflation results. Mm-hmm. Ever since the current Donnie from Queens is president, he hates that, they haven't given us any inflation reports.
Yes, they have.
I know inflation.
No, we got one just a week or so ago. It's down to 2.4. I mean, it's the lowest that it's been in several years.
Really? Really? I don't know. Yeah. I go to the grocery store and there's no way it's 2.4%.
No, I keep in mind those reports are always a month delayed. So they were reflecting the inflation probably before the, or in the early days of the proclamations of the tariffs.
Oh, thanks for the information, because I know gas prices have gone up at least 30, 40 cents a gallon where I am, you know, at least since January.
Gone up?
Yeah, gone up 40 cents.
Yeah, Sean says it's gas prices are up here in Oregon as well. That's interesting, because right. Oil prices are down. Because worldwide demand for oil is down because there's this recession happening. And I'm
well, it's,
go ahead.
It's corporate profits. What it is,
yeah.
Basically.
Price gouging.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the info, Tom. Appreciate it, sir.
Good talking to you, Jonathan. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Greetings, program. Yes, sir. We're talking about the selfishness. I'm afraid that a lot of the baby boomers learned the wrong lessons because of the way they were raised around sibling rivalry with W and Trump, the worst students at it, especially when you throw in, you know, if you mess up, you'll wind up dead early. And so sibling rivalry is what they learned at all costs, zero-sum game. And, of course, I knew this back in the 80s from watching shows like Dallas and Dukes of Hazzard. Sibling rivalry was a regular plot point, sometimes friendly, sometimes less so.
All right.
And so, unfortunately, those lessons have trickled down badly into later generations. The trouble is, at least they were the little emperors of their time with all the benefits.
That's interesting.
And now, too many of them are keeping those benefits.
Yeah, as the oldest of four boys, I can tell you I know all about sibling rivalry. But, you know, it seemed to me that you know, this whole greed is good ethos came out of the Reagan Revolution, not out of sibling rivalry. I get it that maybe the Dukes of Hazzard had that as a storyline because they were two brothers, weren't they? And wasn't there a sister, too?
But it gets worse because that was a rivalry between Reagan and Bush the Elder, who warned us against voodoo economics in April 1980.
Yeah, that was Bush Sr. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, we had the information, but we decided, no, we're all going to be rich. And unfortunately, you were talking about with the lotto mentality, you know, it's bad enough people buying lottery tickets, but at least the winner would be another Floridian. But now, of course, if you want the really big ticket, so that, you know, there's a real chance your money is heading all the way to California.
Yeah.
Which with nothing to help your fellow people here. And you don't have to be the great publisher Dave Lawrence Jr. to know that a lot of that money simply displaces the property taxes that used to cover it. So it's lose, lose, lose. But the people who might have known, say, you know, the year 2000, they've forgotten or died off, leaving the rest of us, Gen Xers like me, to, you know, try to clean up a mess with the fewest resources.
You live in Florida, right, Dave?
Correct. South Florida, which is funded by a lot of Cuban migrant money, at least until 2016.
I get that. You guys have no income tax, rather. Does that mean that your sales tax and property taxes are higher than most other states?
In theory, you could argue we just get fewer benefits than anyone, of course. Yeah. With Rick Scott turning down Medicaid as a ruse, using his dead mother to keep Obama at bay, his mother who had helped him, you know, run his first election. So we don't get benefits. We have no right to air conditioning, just the heat of all things, among many stupidities.
Amazing.
Thank you.
David, thank you for the call. Fascinating stuff. It's, you know, sitting here in the catbird seat, it's just amazing, you know, hearing from people all over the country and what I learned. I'm so grateful to all of you for participating in our program. I'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know, but the Pope knows all about. I'll be right back with you.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religious, behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom or Hartman to 511-511 today to learn more and become a member. Visit ffrf.us/freedom, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/...
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll rebroadcast some recent clips as we take time off to honor Memorial Day and those whose sacrifices gave us the freedom we continue to defend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation on Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. The Eau Claire Police Department says they're seeing a higher number of calls to respond to issues with the unhoused population in the area. Department officials say they responded to over 3,000 calls involving unhoused people in 2024, more than half of which came from the North District of the city. The unhoused population has seen notable growth in the city over the last few years, including in the number of unhoused individuals from other areas of the state that are not able to offer as many support services as the city of Eau Claire can. A number of Western Wisconsin nonprofits have received funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Foundation. The funding is meant to help nonprofits like Hope Village, Stepping Stones of Dunn County, and Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council expand access to affordable housing in the region. The organizations each received a share of over $133,000. The grant funding can also be used for improvements to shelter services, like the installation of handicap-accessible infrastructure. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9
Come
to 11.
And sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it.
They say we're small, but history knows it only takes a spark before the fire grows. Not 50%, not even 10, just the hearts of a few rising up again. From the fields of Maine to the Georgia pines, and college towns and factory lines, we're standing up, we're making noise. Everyday women, men and boys. One in every 28, that's all it takes to bend the arc, to raise the stakes. We're marching forward, hearts ablaze, through muddy roads and darker days. With hands held high, we won't be late to change the world. Just one more. No need for thrones.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here today. Karen in Las Vegas. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, first long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling regarding the 2024 presidential election and some research done on it by the Election Truth Alliance that has proven statistical anomalies, and it looks like what may have probably happened was the tabulation machines were hacked.
In Pennsylvania more generally?
More generally, all over. There's the same pattern in Arizona as there is in Nevada. They're seeing it in Iowa. It's just very interesting. And I'm hoping that at some point in time you could have Nathan Taylor from the Election Truth Alliance on to kind of explain what they found.
Okay.
And it also uncovered that this was probably not the first election that was hacked. It looks like 2020, there was an attempt at it, but we foiled it by having so much early voting because of COVID. So that's why more than likely the conservatives had, you know, were twisted about Trump not winning 2020.
Yeah, because they fully expected to, because they'd rigged the game. And then they were outraged when it didn't go the way they wanted. It wouldn't surprise me if 2016, too. I mean, I have been concerned about this since the 2008 election, excuse me, the 2004 election, and you know, where it looked like Ohio's tabulators got essentially reset, you know, and that's where John Kerry lost that election. And I've, you know, for some reason, Wikipedia keeps pointing out that I was an election denier in 2004. Well, yeah, okay, I'll own that. yeah. Okay. Nathan Taylor. I wrote it down, Karen. I'll check it out. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for the heads up on
that.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Monday, Tom. Excellent show in town hall today. My thoughts and best wishes to President Biden and his family.
Yeah.
And although I will say, I am going to say something very positive about his presidency, I do want to say it's horrifying what's going on in Gaza with about a half million people on the brink of starvation.
Yep.
And Gaza was the one issue where he really failed. And sadly, the Harris campaign wouldn't break with that policy, even though it would have been the politically expedient to do.
Agreed.
But anyway, Tom, going back to the town hall with O'Connor, I really like his branding of the MAGA bill as the big, brutal bill. And I think the framing argument for the Democratic Party should be shared prosperity and democracy versus oligarchy and autocracy. Trump and the MAGA Republicans, they're the party of oligarchs and reverse Robin Hoods. And as Congressman Connors said, this bill is going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in modern times from the working class to the billionaire class. So let's highlight, you know, how this MAGA BBB, big brutal bill, is going to further destroy the people and programs that once made America great, and juxtapose that with Biden's BBB, the Build Back Better, that it was, although it was pared down to the IRA, still heavily invested in programs and infrastructure to modernize our country and bring down the cost of housing, health care, and child care and education, which are going to explode with this bill. So, and then lastly, Tom, I thought your Hartman report today was awesome and spot on, but I kind of feel the term illiberal democracy is just a euphemism for fascist dictatorship.
Yeah.
Aren't we better off just calling it for what it is? You know, a lot of people might say, well, I don't like liberals, so, you know, illiberal democracy.
Yeah.
Me. What do you think?
You know, The problem is that you say fascist dictatorship and people think, you know, jackboot thugs on the streets and dragging Anne Frank out of her house and that kind of thing. And that's, you know, you could argue that we're there sort of with, you know, students and Venezuelans. But for the average person, we're not there yet. And so they tend to discount that kind of rhetoric.
But your piece says we're heading in the direction of, sure. of Putin and Orban. And, you know, I think those are fascist dictatorships. I mean,
yep, I agree. So. I agree. I'm not sure that you could call Hungary under Orban yet a dictatorship, but it's certainly leaning in that direction aggressively. It is an authoritarian autocracy. It is a kleptocracy. I don't know. Maybe you could call it a dictatorship. This is the problem. We have no clean definitions, Jeff. There's a lot of opinions, but no clean definitions. And largely because this has never been an issue for America. You know, I mean, you know, we've always had people complaining about it. You know, people, the John Birch Society back in the day saying that Earl Warren was a dictator, you know, and he needed to be impeached, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, really, we've, at least in our lifetimes, I mean, you know, certainly in the South, in the rise to the lead up to the Civil War, you had a fascist dictatorship take over a good chunk of America, about half of America at the time. We haven't experienced that in our lifetimes. The closest we came to it was the McCarthy era. And that was just, you know, a lot of smoke and noise and Sturm und Drang. Rachel Maddow has done just a marvelous job of documenting that with her podcasts and her books. But, yeah,
definitely.
I get your point. Jeff, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. Corrine in Muskegon, Michigan. Hey, Corrine, what's on your mind today?
Hey, long time no talk.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I was just calling about Biden and his cancer diagnosis and wanting to wish him a very speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. And some of the postings I've been looking through my news, through my feed here, and some of the idiots out there are just... I got one here. He wouldn't have to go through this if he had been examined regularly. And they wouldn't even let a doctor examine him or he wouldn't have prostate cancer. It's like, yeah. What?
Well, what's happening, Corrine, is there's been this ongoing debate over the years about, you know, the cost of tests versus the unanticipated right. negative consequences of taking the test. The argument for right. prostate cancer in men has been that if you just look at PSA, which is the blood test, and because these types of cancers are typically very hard to you know detect with a rectal exam. So you look at the PSA, and it starts going up. Well, it can go up from a lot of things. The most common thing that drives it up is a small bacterial infection that can be knocked out with antibiotics. So, but it can lead to really invasive stuff and really expensive stuff. And so starting about 10 years ago or thereabouts, and I was paying careful attention to this because I had prostate cancer, starting about
right.
10 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, so starting about 10 years ago or so, they started saying, you know, if you're over 70, don't even bother with a PSA test. And so there's...
So that's what they told my boyfriend.
Yeah, so there's speculation that Biden never got the PSA tests, you know, which would have caught this. And I'm of the opinion that that cost-benefit analysis that they've been doing is one that's being driven by the insurance companies more than anything else. They don't want to have to pay for the damn tests or
right.
the expensive follow-up. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not a medical authority. I'm just, you know, an interested observer.
Well, I just find it interesting that some of these people, this one in particular, said that if he would have been, you know, that he wouldn't have gotten cancer if he would have been checked.
Well, that doesn't make any
sense.
That
is absolutely ridiculous comment.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you can be checked till the cows come home and you may never get cancer, but you can, you know, may not. If the fact that this person said that if he would have been checked, he would have never got cancer.
Yeah, no, it's a particularly brutal cancer. I mean, this killed my good friend Joe Madison just last year, or the year
right.
before. It's an awful form of cancer, and it hits black people more frequently than white people. But it also hits people over 65, men over 65, more commonly than anybody else. So, I think that
right.
they should be screening for it, but. You know, there's this whole medical debate. So Corrine, I got to run.
You know, I mean, yeah, thanks, Tom.
Okay, good talking to you. Thank you. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this. Stick around. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for we, the people of the United States of America and the world.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Come.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. High blood pressure? No problem. Diabetes? That's fine, too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that can cover those conditions and others. And if you have no major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy to your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. So head over to SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started.
Factory's back with promises.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Tony in Valley Township, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you.
First, long-time listener, first-time caller. Very, very briefly, there's a judge in Wisconsin they're trying to prosecute because she sheltered or gave assistance to an illegal. And the other day, ICE was nosing around the neighborhood of Kid Rock's restaurant. All of his employees disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I saw this
he story. Knew they were illegal.
Yeah.
They should be investigating him.
I agree. They won't, though, because he's Kid Rock and he's a big supporter of Trump, you know, which is exactly how corruption of government happens.
Absolutely. He should be in jail.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If we started putting the employers in jail, you wouldn't have an issue.
Right, right. And Trump has been convicted of 34 felonies. And what the media never mentions is that those felonies were associated with his stealing the 2016 election by preventing America from learning about Melania or learning about Stormy and, you know, his cheating on Melania with Stormy and Karen. It's just, anyway. Yeah. Tony, thank you. Spot on. Larry in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, the New York Times has uncovered a plan. And the New York Times reporter that investigated this plan from the Heritage Foundation was interviewed this morning on Amy Goodman's show. And the plan is that all criticism of Israel will be criminalized as anti-Semitic hate speech.
That's already happened.
And any support for Palestine in any form will be considered support for Hamas terrorism.
Yeah.
And all such criticism is going to be criminalized through the Justice Department. Now, this is a plan by the Heritage Foundation being presented to the administration.
Yeah.
And that reporter had quite a tale to tell. In any way, you can check it out. It was on Amy Goodman this morning.
Wasn't this in Project 2025?
No.
This is a new one.
This is a new effort to, now this is going to be a nationwide effort to stop any criticism of Israel.
That's
incredible. Any at all.
That's incredible.
And any support for the Palestinians in any form.
I wonder if Trump will revisit that, given that Israel hasn't given him, a billion-dollar Gulf property, whereas Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE all have. And Qatar is where Hamas is headquartered. It's where all the leaders of Hamas live. I mean, you know, it's...
That's correct.
It's you know...
Israelis had hoped to displace 1 million Palestinians
by moving them to Libya,
of all places.
Yeah, move them to a hellhole country that's in the middle of a civil war. That sounds brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Tom, keep the faith.
Yeah, there you go. Larry, thanks for the call. Thanks for the heads up. Brian in Everett, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great show today, believe me.
Thank you.
I called you a week a week ago Friday about the January 6th guys that are 20 miles south of me and how it's affecting the town I live in. One of the people that live in the complex I live in is Jewish. He had an Israeli flag in his window. He took it down. Another family that live at the front end of the complex, they're getting out because they see what's coming. They're running.
Wow.
And I'm just, you know, like I told you, I'm just sitting here waiting.
Yeah.
And I'm half Jewish, and I don't know that I should be afraid, but I don't know that I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah. Apparently,
I've been waiting for this all my life since 1975.
Apparently, Elon Musk, I just saw this as a headline on Drudge, so fact check me on this. But apparently, Grok, his AI device that he is essentially programming, you know, to talk about this phony white Holocaust in South Africa and all this kind of stuff. Apparently, Grok is now saying that it questions the Holocaust, you know, the Jewish Holocaust or the Nazi Holocaust altogether. So it's getting wild out there, Brian. It really is. Thanks for the heads up. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, you have the last minute. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Oh, I just wanted to mention about Medicare Advantage that I'm just very disappointed in the Democrats that they are not doing something about not allowing private insurance, Medicare Advantage, to call themselves Medicare.
I agree.
Because when they call you, they call me like three times a day, and they present themselves as Medicare. I actually challenge them, and it takes them forever to admit that they're private insurance.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. A friend of mine just had this experience. Her boyfriend had to go to the hospital for an appendix, really bad appendix problem, and he was in the hospital a few days. They told him, you know, we just want you to know that we're going to probably, you should consider that we're going to release you because Medicare Advantage isn't going to pay anymore. So you should go home and then call an ambulance to say you're sick so that you could come back and they'll start paying again.
Oh, my God.
Is that absurd?
Yeah. It
this is.
This
is the kind of stuff Medicare Advantage, and people don't know it because it sounds cheaper.
Yeah, no, you know? Because it is.
I want the Democrats to stop it calling it Medicare.
I'm with you. And Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan and Jan Schakowsky have introduced legislation to, it's called the Save Medicare Act, that specifically outlaws private insurance companies from using the word Medicare. God bless them. No way it's going to pass in the Republican-controlled legislature, but, you know, it's a start. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from barring Harvard University from enrolling international students. CBS's Christina Rex heard from a student from South Korea.
She's graduating from the School of Education, and she told me that she had planned on going into the U.S. public education system and staying here, but now she feels like she's not wanted or not welcomed in this country.
President Trump is threatening to slap 50% tariffs on goods from the European Union June 1st. Michael Baranowski is Poland's trade minister.
The post that President Trump has made, use the word that he suggests, I don't think there is anything set in stone.
AAA expects a record number of Americans are traveling this Memorial Day weekend. Abby Tupper-Leachy is driving from Denver to Little Rock.
We've been planning to grill outside and just spend some time with family. We'll see if the rain will let us do that, but we're going to just hang out together.
It'll be cool weather in the Northeast. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.